So this is a story about an injury, actually. For a couple years in my life, I got on this stretch of every time I went to Ocean City, I would end up in the 75th Street Medical Center. Has anyone ever had occasion to go to that medical center? All right. It's a magical place. And so I also sometimes in my life experience what I like to call instant karma. Like I say something, I act a little cocky, and then instantly I'm just brought down. So I was at the beach with my family, and we were sitting around talking about cooking. And I said to my aunt that I like to cook seafood and fish. And she said, oh, I never eat fish. I'm scared to death of choking on a fishbone. And so I said, harmlessly, oh, I'm not scared of fishbones. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. And then I stand up and walk into the ocean to cool off. And when I'm walking out of the water, I feel myself step on a huge piece of glass, and I just drop. And so I'm coming out of the water like, oh my, just immense pain in my foot. And I'm trying to look into it, and I don't see it. So it's gone completely inside of my foot. And I'm like, this isn't great. So like when I was a kid and I used to get splinters, my dad would try and take it out with a pin, and that would freak me out. So I have this thing where if I get a splinter, I just let it go in and just deal with it whenever I have to. I realized with the glass, this wasn't like the right strategy. And you also in Ocean City how sometimes the water creates that wall of sand. So now I have to get over this wall with like 1 foot damaged, and I'm trying to hobble up there, and I just can't do it. And eventually I'm on my hands and knees crawling up the hill of sand. No one is helping me, by the way. They're watching. They're watching, but they're not helping or saying anything. And so now I'm wet and covered in sand, which is always fun. Hobbling to my blanket. My family is also watching me. Like, what is he doing? He's so weird. And so I was like, guys, I stepped on glass. And my dad's like, oh, okay, well, let's take you to the medical center. And again, this is like the fourth consecutive year that I've gone to the medical center. I'm like, Jesus, all right, fine. And so he goes to get the car, but I have to walk to the parking lot. And my sister and my aunt both have bad backs. Like, no one can help me. So I take the bottom half of the umbrella, and I'm like using it as a cane. Again, no one is helping me or concerned at all. So I get to the medical center, and I get taken back to the room, and the doctor comes back, and I notice instantly that the doctor has what appears to be a dead eye, which normally wouldn't bother me. Like, in normal circumstances, this wouldn't bother me. But he was banging into things. He put on the gloves, and his fingers went into the wrong holes, and so there was like that little flapping thing. And I'm like, he's gonna cut something out of my foot. I there has to be someone else. There has to be someone else here, and there's not. And so he goes to give me an injection, like for anesthesia, localized anesthesia. But the thing is, for whatever reason, on top of every other issue I have, I don't respond to anesthesia like normal people. I mean, I need like an elephant tranquilizer. Like, that's the level that I need to. And so he keeps giving me shots into my foot right by the glass, and it's not working. And so I'm screaming, like, cut it out. Like, just cut it out of me. Like, I'm like on a Civil War battlefield. Just cut, like, they don't do that. I don't just rip into people. There are rules around that. So he cuts it, pulls it out, and goes, huh, this isn't glass. It was a fishbone. A fishbone. That in the entire ocean, the entire Atlantic, it was positioned exactly the way it needed to be for me to step on it and for it to go all the way into my foot. So then after that, I had a week of antibiotics, because apparently fish bones are not something that you want floating around your bloodstream with the other splinters I have in me. So thank you very much.